Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Terry and Robin's Power Hour, a show where we create our own reality. Thanks for joining us. So pull up a chair and enjoy the adventure. And now, here's Terry and Robin.
Good evening, everybody. Good afternoon. Good morning. Good wherever in the world you are. This is Reverend Terry Power, and you are listening to the Power Hours. And I'm joined tonight, as always, by my partner, my best friend, my beautiful wife, Robin. How are you doing tonight, darling?
Hi, sweetheart. I'm good.
Cool. Wow, what a beautiful weekend we had.
It was beautiful. Of course, it's supposed to get back up into the 90s for the rest of the week, which was kind of a shock.
It got a little bit warm today, but, the weekend was perfect. I mean, it honestly was. I mean, if you could script, you know, the weekend up here, the weather, it would have been this weekend.
Yeah.
You know, stunning. It was slightly cool in the evening. It was beautiful during the day, and that 80-ish, which is just right for being outside. And of course, you know, yesterday we weren't outside at all. We were homesteading.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we were practicing our homesteading skills, and making cheese and making butter and
bread.
And bread and soup and wow. I mean, check out our Facebook pages, folks, if you want to see some pictures of homemade just country food, homemade butter, homemade paneer cheese, whipped cream, though. We didn't, you know, the whipped cream was later. We don't have any pictures of the whipped cream, but of course, the butter was whipped cream without the sweetener, and then you just let it keep going, and it forms the peaks like you're whipping it into whipped cream, and then it collapses, and then it gets real juicy and makes a hell of a mess, and then you just you pour out the buttermilk and you wash it, and you know, salt it a little bit, press the salt into it, mix it up. And that's it, butter. And it is tasty. I mean, we had, you've been working with that Dutch oven bread recipe and, played with a little bit of makeshift packed sourdough thing you did. And then I'll tell you, the best thing you did yesterday with the bread was that that herb loaf.
Yeah.
Taking that same, that same recipe that you use for the Dutch oven bread and rolling it out once and rolling in some pesto and then throwing it in a a loaf pan and baking that along with the two Dutch ovens. That was just, that with the fresh, I mean, really fresh, like made earlier in the day, fresh butter, was just amazing with the soup and the, you know, the Caribbean curry within a chicken soup that had been, and the chicken had been cooked on the grill, so it had that, that, you know, grill flavor. It was just perfect, perfect meal. And and we learned a lot yesterday. Learned what we could do. And how many times do we say on this show, you know, we create our own reality, and we set out with the idea that we can, and we do. I'm real big about telling people, if you believe you can, you can. If you believe you can't, you're going to be right either way. So, you know, what you believe is what will happen. So we believed we could do it, and we did it. And, yeah, it's just, it was a really, really fun day of playing in the kitchen, and with it not being super hot, the kitchen didn't get unbearable.
Yeah.
So I do know why people had outside, you know, separate house, you know, separate kitchens from the rest of the house back in the day. You know, the summer kitchen out there. So you heat up the summer kitchen, not the whole house. But that's another thing for the, you know, for the future, is a summer kitchen. But anyway, so tonight we are here to complete the Fool's Journey. Can you believe it? I mean, we have taken the Fool, and we have taken that journey with the Fool all the way through the Major Arcana.
Yeah.
And tonight is completion. And that's really what the World card is about. It is achievement. It is success. It's completion. A major cycle has come to completion. Not an ending like the Death card, but completion, fulfillment. And it's just such an amazing and joyous card. I mean, even the imagery, the woman dancing. Well, I mean, there's no other way to describe her posture. She's dancing. And you know, the look on her face is a smile, and it just looks so celebratory. So, you know, I really don't find any other way to look at that woman in the wreath, surrounded by this wreath of success, as anything other than celebratory. So, go ahead and jump in with your thoughts, my love.
Well, I think the World card is, in and of itself, is indicative of the Fool reaching his fruition, his happiness, his, I've learned so much, I've come full circle, as it were. I've come back to a place where I embrace the entire world like a fool would. And good, bad, indifferent, I've survived it, and here I am to face the world. And just like he does in the beginning of the deck, where he's standing at the, you know, on the mountain path, looking through the mountains. Now the World card is indicative of the entire world that he can see. The world is his oyster. He can venture forth, and there's nothing in the world that can give him pause, that he has not experienced, that he has not come through and overcome. He has achieved his bravery, his confidence, and now he can move through the world at his own, on his own terms.
Yeah, Well said. It is a cycle.
Uh-huh.
You know, the major arcana is not a straight line.
Uh-huh.
It is a circle. And the Fool has come back to the completion, which is the beginning, which is the completion.
Uh-huh.
And the cycle is ready to start again. You know, it's an exciting card. It's an exciting feeling.
Yeah.
It is, I made it.
Uh-huh.
You know, through all of the hardships, through all of the pains, all of the little joys and all of the minor, you know, minor defeats, through all of it, I made it. And here I stand. Or more appropriately, here I dance. Strong, master of the world, really.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's just, it's an exciting, fulfilling, what other wonderful attribute or, you know, adjective do you want to apply? You know, it's all of that and you know, and a package to go with it, you know?
Uh-huh.
You know, she can see the four images in the corners.
Uh-huh.
Some say they symbolize the four signs of the zodiac. Others might see the four evangelists. And that's going to,
yeah,
you know, whatever your particular expression of faith leads you to see, it really isn't the, you know, the actual interpretation isn't as important as the idea that this is the four corners,
uh-huh,
of the world and all of them are within view. They can,
yeah,
be the four suits of the tarot, the four elements that you're so fond of always referring to.
Uh-huh.
Four compass points, the four seasons, four corners of the universe. How do you want to say four as a, you know, a symbol of completion?
Uh-huh.
Or fullness, I guess, more appropriately. I mean, even the ribbons, as you look at the imagery, even the red ribbons that bind the wreath, without the wreath there, you would see the infinity symbol, which takes us back to the magician. The four symbols that we see, I'm going to double check this, but I believe I am correct that they also appear on the Wheel of Fortune card. And I want to check the, I don't remember the exact number of the Wheel of Fortune. But I'm wondering if it's not just about opposite in the circle. And I'm going to look that up while you talk about this card again. Or some more.
Well, you know, the Fool's been on a long journey, and he's time for a little reward and a little rest and some good things happening to him. And, you know, and that's really what I think of when I think of the World card. It's sort of the end of the road, and it's now time for some good things to happen. There are so many symbols on this card, but still, it is about things you've gathered, knowledge you've gathered, friends you've gained, experiences, confidence building, bravery building, dream building. It's all here embodied in this card. And the intimation to me is that now that he's met all these challenges, he knows where he wants to go. And so the world is his oyster, as it were. He can go forth and create in his world what he has decided or discovered or learned that he wants to have, just like any of us. It takes sometimes a long, hard journey for us to finally be put on the path of this is the way I really want my life to go. I mean, some of us discover it when we're in high school, and some of us don't discover it until we're, you know, 70 years old. So it's arbitrary for everybody, and everybody's journey is different. And I think that's also the message here with the cards is, you know, making plans sometimes is not always the best approach. You should have goals, and you should have a timeline for those goals. But sometimes making concrete plans, the universe doesn't care about your plans.
Yeah. You know, somebody told me a joke once that you know, if you want to make the gods laugh, tell them your plans.
Yeah. I've experienced that one myself.
I was right. The Wheel of Fortune is card number 10.
Okay.
Exactly opposite.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, we see that cycle. The cycle of minor successes and glories being fulfilled on around in the completion of the world card. So the whole major arcana is indicative of the rise and fall and rise and fall and looking inward, looking outward, looking inward, looking outward. Even interestingly enough, the posture, the leg, one leg crossed behind the other,
mm-hmm.
is kind of reminiscent of the hanged man looking
yeah.
eternally inward.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the hanged man is certainly a card of introspection, looking
mm-hmm.
within and surrendering.
Mm-hmm.
This is a card of the same leg position or similar leg position, except
mm-hmm.
upright and looking outward and you know, the opposite gender. So I mean, it's almost like the everything opposite of the hanged man, and this figure is looking outward at all she surveys.
Yep.
So yeah, there's just quite a bit of thought that's wrapped up in the completion. I mean, this completion
uh-huh.
could be, you know, the achievement of a long-held goal, like you were talking about. It could be something, retirement, achieving that. It could be a marriage,
yeah.
achieving that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a number of ways that this completion and fulfillment can be can be wrapped up in a package. The cool thing is that we got here, and you know, through everything.
Yeah.
And over the last 13 months we've been taking this journey.
Uh-huh.
And to be finally here, it's just exciting.
Yeah.
You know, in about 3 weeks, I think we're going to have our wrap-up. Oh, no, 3 weeks from tonight. We're going to recap the entire Fool's Journey. and talk about it again as we finalize. So I want to kind of stick to the world card. Now, completion, we also start, after a brief pause, we start looking at the next journey. The cycle begins again.
Uh-huh.
And I do know people that turn the next card and go on and look at the Fool again. And was the, you know, the question for me, though, is the Fool really the Fool?
Uh-huh.
Here at the completion, here at the culmination, the success, was the Fool really a fool to start that journey?
Wiser than the Fool.
So, let's see. I'm just looking through.
Remind him of the innocence.
Say again.
I said every king had their fool to remind them of innocence and the wisdom that it can bring.
Yeah, and a certain humility.
Mm-hmm.
To remind the king that the king bled also.
Mm-hmm.
So, fulfillment. And you know, we talk about success and achievement, and I want to remind people that in this instant gratification kind of world, this success, this achievement, this accomplishment is not the instant gratification kind of quick victory. This really symbolizes and talks to us of a long, hard fight. Maybe graduation. You know, maybe we spent 4, 6, 8 years in university and spent all of this time working toward this goal. It is not the I decide I want to do something and go off and do it kind of success. This is the big one, as it were. This is a big life goal kind of accomplishment.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is hitting the jackpot.
Uh-huh.
All right, so we have kind of both taken a pause. Let's go ahead and take a quick break. We're a little early for the break, but we're at 24 after, so we're going to go ahead and play. Well, I was kind of scrolling through the playlist earlier and found a song called Wheel of Fortune by Emerald Rose. And since we've referenced back to Wheel of Fortune card, it just seemed like it was an interesting little play on our conversation tonight. So we're going to play Wheel of Fortune by Emerald Rose, and then an ad and pay the bills and that sort of thing, and we'll be back here in just a few minutes. Everybody stick around.
After morning, there comes evening. After evening comes another day.
International Pagan Radio, a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week streaming radio station. We have informative Facebook page, interactive Facebook group, absorbing interviews with musicians, engaging shows with excellent hosts, and dynamic interviews with spiritual leaders. Come join us. We have the very best pagan music from around the world. We feature artists such as Dave the Bard, S.J. Tucker, Murphy's Midnight Rounders, Elaine Silver, Izon, Brian Hinkey, Robin Renee, Fawn, and so many more, all available for your listening pleasure 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are also available on TuneIn Radio, so go to www.internationalpaganradio.com. It's all pagan, all the time.
one power in the universe, and we are perfect manifestations of that power.
And as such, we pray. We pray for peace. We pray for love. We pray for stability. We pray for the nation in which we live. We pray for the world.
We will it. We manifest it. We draw it to us. We receive it. We accept it. And we give thanks for it. And by our will, so mote it be.
You're listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Thanks for sticking around. And now, back to the show.
And welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Power Hours with Terry and Robin.
Hi, honey.
Hi. So,
I'm here.
All right. It's always good. Interesting song. I kind of like the play on our Fool's Journey, playing the Wheel of Fortune Turn and Turn song. Since, you know, we did reference the Wheel of Fortune earlier, talking about the four symbols in the corners being mirrored exactly halfway across the major arcana in the Wheel of Fortune card. So, and there's, I couldn't find a song specifically about the World card, so I went with it. You know, anyway. So before the break, we were talking about the World card. And then we looked at some of the symbolism, looked at the lady dancing, the batons in her hand, you know, batons often symbolizing achievement. Everything about this card is about the hard achievement of a long process. Again, some examples might be something, you know, graduation. It could be, giving birth is the end of pregnancy. It could be, you know, graduation, a marriage, attainment of a long-held dream or some long goal. Again, this is not the instant gratification. This is not what we did yesterday. We decided in the morning we're going to make cheese, and we made cheese, and it worked. That's not the World card. That was a nice, pleasant day of positive attitude and a little bit of planning and going with it.
Right.
Not planning as much as pre-thought. This is, you know, this is the, you know, buying your first house. You know, that kind of achievement. Well earned. Not just an instant thing, but something that you really had to work for. And when this card comes up in a reading, that's really what it's talking about. This is all of the effort, everything that I have survived, everything I've gone through, it paid off. You know, this is the light at the end of the tunnel. And so many of us, we know that you trudge along, and some days you just get up and put one foot in front of the other and decide, I'm going to have a good day.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes you get halfway through the morning and say, reset, I'm going to have a good day, you know.
Uh-huh.
And we plod along, and we keep going, and we go the fool's journey all the way through. And now we get the reward. That's what this card is. When this card shows up, it is really about the culmination of everything that you've worked for.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, look back in time. I mean, if you get this card, then this is either indicative of it's just about to happen or it has happened, but that energy is working in your life.
Uh-huh.
So look back over the last 6 months, maybe last year. Think about what you have achieved, where you have put that effort in. See the progress. Sometimes you might be surprised.
Yeah.
At just how much you've accomplished in the last 6 months, last year. Look at last September. Where were you? What were you doing? Who are you with? How is your life better today? Those are the kind of things that you want to look at when you turn this card in a reading.
Uh-huh.
You have anything to add?
Not too much. I think that, when you get the world card in the reading, it's a sign that things are coming to where you wanted them to be. You're in focus, and you know where you're going, and it's a favorable sign. It's a boon. It's a good omen, if you will. So I agree.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, this is one of those cards. I mean, there's not a whole lot of different ways to look at this one.
Uh-huh.
And so there's no real way for Robin and I to come at this from different angles and see it slightly differently, because this one's pretty much, it is what it is.
Uh-huh.
There's not a lot of ways to look at this except for, looking at what projects you currently have going on.
Uh-huh.
If you're working on something and it's getting close and the world card comes up in a future position in the reading, that means that there's going to be a favorable outcome.
Uh-huh.
This is, hang in there. It's coming.
Yeah.
I don't really know where else to go. I mean, this is pretty much a straightforward card. So why don't you talk for a moment about the way you do readings, because we do differ in that. I like a nice structured layout.
Uh-huh.
You could throw the cards face up on the table and reach in there and touch things and do a reading.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't do I don't have a spread that I use because I find it distracting. It starts making me wonder about, is this future tense or is this, what is this card? What is the position of this card in relationship? And it just gets me all boggled and bogged down. And so what I just do is I have the person shuffle the cards really well and to think about whatever it is that's on their mind, their question that they want to ask or what thing that's troubling them or the thing they're seeking advice about while they shuffle the cards. I do not ask them to tell me what that is. And then, they return the cards to me, and I just generally in a semicircle throw out anywhere from 6 to 8 cards sometimes 9. It depends on how I'm feeling. And slowly, one by one, I hold my hand over the each card after I've thrown them, and I sort of connect with the energy, and I listen to those cards to see what the message is that they're trying to give me. And then once I've, you know, passed my hand over each card, I usually have a pretty good sense of where the reading's going to go and what the message is, and I'll start talking. And it sort of flows for me. Frequently I can hear as if someone's talking to me in my right ear, telling me what to say, or sometimes it's just an energetic impression, or I'll get flashes of pictures, or it depends very much on the energy of the person sitting across from me. And you know what? Sometimes you get nothing, absolutely nothing. And I can honestly say there have been a few times in my life where I have handed the person back their money and said, I'm not feeling it. Come back next week, or go see someone else, or whatever it is. Sometimes there are reasons that you're not meant to connect with that person and their energy and their issues. But generally, as I said, that's only happened a few times. Generally, I do see things and can offer good advice, and people seem to respond well to my readings, especially when I do them that way in that free form, tuned in, focused for me reading. I'm not worrying about how I throw the cards. I'm not worrying about how many cards. I'm not worrying about are they reversed or are they upside right. I just throw the damn cards. And, you know, anybody who knows me will tell you I'm pretty pragmatic and I keep things simple. Seems to work best for me.
And I like things a little more structured. And that's what makes our life together interesting.
yeah.
I thought I said that politely. No, I do like a little more structure in the readings. Now, I do tend to get a little more intuitive than some readers that see the meaning of the card. That's kind of the backdrop against which I operate. And for me, like a mantra, where you say the same prayer repeatedly until it internalizes and it becomes not so much the words, but it becomes a trigger for an emotion or for something like that. I find the comfort in that standardized layout that I do every time. It's not restrictive in my way of doing things. What happens with me, though, is I don't always find my eye drawn to the whole card, but sometimes my eye will be pulled specifically to one symbol or one part of the card that begins to tell a story. Sometimes not the story that the book meaning of the card would give you. You know, it'd be very easy for me to get caught up in the purple of her scarf in this card,
okay.
Or one of the symbols in the corners be what caught my eye.
Uh-huh.
Honestly, when I looked at this card as we were beginning the conversation, the way her hair laid and the color of it actually kind of pulled my eye more than any other symbol on the card. So sometimes those hidden messages are given to me as I'm doing a reading, because again, any of us that do a lot of readings, we open ourselves to be a channel for the message that we are to give the person we're doing the reading for. And being a messenger, we open ourselves to guidance. Robin hears whispering in her ear. I get my eyes pulled to a particular symbol sometimes. And sometimes the meaning of a spread is like a storybook, very easy. And sometimes it's like Robin said, it fights a little bit. And sometimes there's nothing there at all. The cards just seem completely disconnected. But if I'm open, the story will be told through the images that my eye is called to see as I go through the reading. And and that's really what it comes down to with any form of divination. We are messengers. And any form of divination is a pre-arranged language with which we will communicate with spirit. I mean, that's really the short and the long of it. If you have any prearranged language that you and spirit agree this is the language and this is the meaning, then that's really what works. And if a symbol means something different to you, then go with it. That's up to each person. It's your language, your discussion, your conversation with the divine. So don't worry about always what the book says. Don't necessarily worry about what we say.
Right.
You know, we're not giving you answers. We're giving you opinions. The answers are within you, the listener, each of you. The answers are within you. You just got to go find them. I think we've pretty well wrapped this up. We are 10 minutes away from the top of the hour. So it is that time of the evening where I listen to the melodious voice of my lovely bride as she tells all of our listeners how to get in touch with us.
Sure. Okay. I don't know about the lovely bride and the melodious voice, but I'm here. The best way to get rid of, to get rid of, yeah, that was good. The best way to get a hold of Terry or myself is to contact us on our email address at littlestonebridge@gmail.com. You can also reach myself, Robin A. McKean, or Rev. Terry Power HP on Facebook. Those are Facebook pages. You can also get in touch with us through the for the radio station at, what is it, Terry, S-U-R-N, at...
gmail.com. It's surn.org@gmail.com.
Okay, yeah, that's the one I can never remember because it's backwards to me. Okay, so that's the one that you can also email anything about the radio station to us. And I think that's it.
Little Stonebridge Pathworking's page on Facebook.
Yeah, that one too. I forgot. Sorry.
It's okay. It's been a long weekend. So,
I'm tired today.
let's see. A quick recap on some activities of some shows that are coming up. This coming Thursday night, 2 nights from now, we will be talking with Dave Sassman, who is organizing an Earth-based clergy conference in Indianapolis in March. And we will be appearing, and we will be one of five presenters that will be presenting to this conference, and we'll be talking with Dave and launching the promotion discussion of the event starting 2 nights from now. So tune in and learn about the Earth-based clergy conference coming up in Indianapolis in March. Next week on the station, Voice of Olympus, we'll be talking about Atlantis and the Unaria Revelation 3. And then next week we will be talking about continuing our discussion of ritual components and breaking them down and discussing them each in their turn and in great detail. We're going to discuss invocation, evocation, we're going to talk about drawing in or calling into the circle to share. We're going to be talking about different ways to bring deity into ritual. And then the following week, Voice of Olympus, we'll be talking about the Celestial Lion. 2 weeks from tonight will be our Mabon ritual. And then on the 22nd of September, we will have special return guest. We had Ariana Lightning Storm on a few weeks ago talking about a couple of bands that she is involved with, Kiva, and she's also involved with Oshun Gaia. So she will be returning to talk about lip reading or lipsology. So that should be an interesting evening. And then on the 29th of September, we will have Raven and Stephanie Granassi coming on talking about another book that they have that's coming out soon, as well as they will be appearing along with our appearance at the Florida Pagan Gathering Samhain event coming up on the, let's see, what were those dates? The 4th, 5th, and 6th of November. Did I cover everything, my love?
Yes, sir. I believe you did.
All righty then. Really final thoughts on the world card. Basically, if you see that card in the reading, it is a wondrous thing. The Fool has completed the journey and come full circle. All of the work, all of the pain, all of the effort has paid off. And here we are walking the Fool's path, celebrating our success, dancing within the reef, looking out at the four corners of the universe, and experiencing fulfillment and true joy. And what better way to end it than to wish you all a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night, everyone, and blessed be.
Blessed be.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.